You're listening to Policy Conversations on AIDS.gov. The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Dr. Ronald Valdeseri, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Health Infectious Diseases at the Department of Health and Human Services, and was originally posted on December 14, 2011. At a recent December summit of the philanthropic community in Washington, D.C., funders concerned about AIDS orate for the National HIV-AIDS Strategy. Throughout the development and implementation of the National HIV-AIDS Strategy, a strong emphasis has been placed on the need for the engagement and participation of all sectors of society in order to achieve the strategy's goals. The President himself has acknowledged that the federal government cannot do this essential work alone. At this all-hands-on-deck moment, we must work in new ways across disciplines and organizations to make lasting progress on the American HIV/AIDS epidemic, especially in terms of reducing HIV/AIDS-related health disparities. The summit and the new online toolkit are important steps in advancing the contributions of the nation's vital philanthropic sector to achieving the vision of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. During the FCAA's AIDS Philanthropic Summit, leaders from the philanthropic community and other interested stakeholders discussed how the National HIV/AIDS Strategy offers an unprecedented opportunity for philanthropy focused on AIDS and beyond to partner with government, business, research, policymakers, faith communities, advocates, and people living with HIV/AIDS in order to eventually bring about the end of AIDS in America. I had the opportunity to participate in the summit, joining a panel of colleagues who discussed the implementation of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy from state and local and federal perspectives. FCAA developed the new online toolkit in response to stakeholders who've been asking how they might partner with and support the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. The toolkit identifies opportunities for funders to help the National Strategy reach its goals and highlights the work of funders already supporting this historic and important strategy. To help inform and engage funders who may not yet be working in this arena, the toolkit also offers a National HIV/AIDS Strategy 101 section. It then provides 8 specific recommendations on how philanthropy can align with the National HIV/AIDS Strategy and highlights several current examples of work by funders in each area. According to FCAA, the goals of the toolkit include providing private philanthropy with the context for making investment decisions related to the National HIV/AIDS Strategy, identifying opportunities for investments by private philanthropy that will help this historic and important plan reach its goals, fostering a greater collaboration among funders and more integrated efforts between private philanthropy and government, highlighting the work of funders and their grantees across the country, indicating opportunities for philanthropy to exercise its unique role in responding to populations and issues that governments cannot always address because of ideological, cultural, and political barriers. And finally, engaging funders beyond the immediate community of AIDS funders in supporting the National HIV/AIDS Strategy. Founded in 1987, FCAA is the only U.S.-based organization comprised of and for private philanthropic institutions concerned about, engaged in, or potentially active in the fight against HIV/AIDS. FCAA mobilizes the leadership, ideas, and resources of U.S.-based funders to eradicate the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Please take a look at their National HIV/AIDS Strategy Toolkit. I know you will find it impressive, and I encourage you to share this important resource with friends and colleagues so that we can extend the vision of the National HIV/AIDS Strategy throughout the United States. For more information and continuing updates on policy surrounding HIV and AIDS, visit blog.aids.gov. And for more information on HIV and AIDS, visit aids.gov.